Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Welcome back. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. What's happening, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? You know what I'm saying? I just want to shout out everybody. You know what I'm saying? Another exciting Sunday fun day. Fun day,
I'm
as you
saying,
like to
we
say.
Back at it again. That's right.
You already know.
Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. I think Canada, you know, kind of felt some type of way. You know, we were saying they were slacking and, you know, Canada did some changes. So salute Canada. We see you. I mean, I'm just saying y'all fell to number five. That had never been done before. So, you know, hey, I was wondering what y'all was doing in Canada now. You know, I see y'all though. Shout out to the top five United States being number one. UK, of course, much love to you guys coming in at number two. Australia coming hard. Australia climbing. Australia coming in at number three. Canada actually bumped back up to number four. And Mexico, number five. Thank you guys for tuning in. Nice. Salute, salute, salute. You know, we sorry. We mean no harm, Canada. But, you know, we was just wondering because, you know, Canada was, like, always number two. And y'all had skipped down to number 5. I was like, so y'all not listening to us like that no more? So,
<What's happening?
laughs> salute to the top 5 and salute to everybody else all around the world that's tuning in. Of course, in all over 30 countries, we do see you. We love you. We appreciate you. Tell a friend and another friend, you know, to tune in so you can get your country on the map. Be shout out for our top 5 countries that tune in.
Yes.
Salute. Hey, did you check out that video that I sent you just now?
Yeah.
Did you see
right
it all from start
energy.
To finish?
I watched the whole – I mean, I watched and listened to the whole thing from start to finish.
Okay,
that gave
okay.
The right
so,
type of energy
so,
to
go so,
into it.
We're going to go in that later. We're going to go back there later. I rarely comment on Papa Duck's videos because I don't listen to them. And for some reason, the universe drew me to that video. And then I actually
That's
made a whole comment. I'm like, okay, I see him growing. You know what I'm saying? I see him
nice.
Growing in his crowd.
Nice.
So I just, you know, I
He's
let
mature,
him grow.
Man.
So when he start talking about something that, when he get to that level, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be behind him 100% and push him. So, you know, it is what it is. I see his growth and, yeah, you know, if I see him posting something that I know he should not be talking about, then I'll let him know. But, yeah, man, it's amazing. We're going to talk about that. But I had an amazing week. I finally got this birthday party out of the way. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Happy belated.
So
Happy belated.
We did the birthday party. It was actually cool. You know, it's a 2-year and a 4-year-old. So, you know, they had plenty
okay.
of children. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, everybody in my building was, like, out there. You know what I'm saying? And showed love to the
yeah.
situation. So that was, like, amazing. All of the neighbors, they were coming, you know, giving them money and so on and so forth. So it was, like,
nice.
Super cool. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I was
man,
happy
good,
that
man.
That was
that's
started and finished. That was the first time that I have been outside all day. Like, all day, and God knows how long. You know, even, like, not talking
know,
about
right?
I've been going outside. Going outside is nothing to do with
errands.
Quarantine. But
yeah.
me just being outside, man, I sweated like
you
a
need
dog.
That.
And I was
yeah,
like,
no, you need that.
It, your body need that, you know. And they was like,
yeah.
you sweating, you need water. I'm like, no, your body need the sweat. The sun
yeah.
is the healer of all things inside
yeah,
of you.
Exactly.
So I just never
Jesus.
Had a
I
reason
tell
to
all
just
the time.
Sit outside and really just make myself sit outside. So I don't have any skeeter pellet, you know. I don't have no skeeter pellet. But I'm going to try my best to do this show outside tonight. Hopefully
oh, you
I'm
outside.
Able to.
You keeping it going. Oh, you
hopefully I'm able to do it. Yeah, you know, and it's not the sun, but, you know, these skeeters out here, they real ruthless. And you can make some homemade skeeter pellet. And I haven't sat down to do all that. You're in Georgia, so this time of year we need skeet repellent
yeah.
mosquitoes.
You ain't messing with that off. You ain't messing with that off, huh? Too many.
At the end of the day, listen.
That used to be the shit back in the day. I ain't even gonna lie.
Y'all know me. Like, listen,
I
don't like putting
like
stuff
goddamn,
in my body.
I don't know what
that
fuck.
Don't belong. On my body, in my body. Mama
yeah.
say, mama say,
I don't
mama
know what the
say.
Fuck was in that shit, but that shit, hey, I ain't get too many mosquitoes with that shit, but, hey, you never know nowadays.
Yeah, but that's the whole
anything.
Point. You be like, ah, shit, that shit worked. Yeah, no, okay? Yeah, no. So
yeah.
what we ain't going to do, y'all might hear me slap a couple times and get
yeah.
a couple of them off my back, but we're going to try to do this
that's
outside.
Get
because
some of that good energy.
Yeah, I'm outside a lot. I do. I got a patio set, right? I told you I got a wicker patio
yeah.
set. And
okay,
so, I sit outside often because I used to have my window open until skeeter season kicked in, and the skeeters was flying in the house, and that was a no-go. So I come out. But, yeah, that was a success. I finally did something that I didn't even think I was going to do because, remember, I told you guys I was – in between whether I should get a pool table or get the pool table or get the living room set. And so I ended up, well, that's what I thought, right? But then
okay.
as I was, like, thinking, I'm like, my boys, they, like, full speed at all times. and I just seen them, like, running into the side of the pool table. And I said, I just have patience that I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
So we didn't do the pool table. I actually went ahead and did the living room set. And I got that delivered here on, like, Friday or something like that. I went ahead and just paid for it. It was like, okay, let's just suck it up, right?
You're taking your feet
so,
off, huh?
Yeah, that was the last big piece of the house. Like, other than, like, TVs, that was, like, the last big piece. Because, okay, I don't know if I told y'all, but Bri, the five-year-old, he broke the TV in their room. So, I got to buy that one over again. But that and then the one to go in the living room, of course. So, you know, I'm not complaining. It's, you know, life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I had said that I was going to put them a 42-inch TV in their room, right? And I went and put a 32-inch in there. And that was probably the universe saying, you said you was going to put a 42. You put a 32. So let's just go ahead and get this on out of here, and let's go get this 42. So, you know, like, just me, I handpicked everything in my house, and, you know, for the people that's just tuning in, you know, I actually just started everything back over with my house and purchased every single thing in my house brand new. And so this is what I have been doing from January to now, and it's been like an every single week thing. So every single week I buy something else for my house from January to now, and, you know, it's been working. So,
yeah,
kudos
you got a nice
to me
comfort.
For that.
Now, yeah, you're in a nice comfort zone, huh?
Yeah,
that's
so now
up,
I got to do the accessories, like the curtains, the rug, and the end tables, which I already kind of – I'm stuck in between red and blue because I got some, like, the couch is chocolate. So I'm thinking I'm going to go with either red, chocolate, and gold, or blue, chocolate, chocolate and gold. So one of the ways, one of the two.
Right.
We working. But,
working,
yeah, that was my week, man. So this week I'm diving head first into finishing up this class. You know what I'm saying? I'm diving head first into finishing up this class this week. I really don't go anywhere. You know, everybody's having barbecue. So if you know me and you in the A, bring me a plate tomorrow. I'm not cooking.
No,
but y'all is.
In the
Yay, I want the food. Yay, barbecue. How was your week?
My week was good. You know what I'm saying? Once again, just checks and balances once again. But it was cool. My wife is driving me a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because she got her home business, you know, popping. So that's always an event, to say the least. But it's good. You know what I'm saying? So just checks and balances, man. Gemini season is in full effect. Still
boom.
But what boo to the Gemini season?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Gemini season in full effect. That's it. I mean, just same type shit. Nothing to really shout about. But yeah, just handling business.
My youngest son is Gemini, so I can't say boo to all Geminis. I got a couple people around me that's Gemini's, but, you know, other than my
different.
Baby and Bo Biz here. Ooh. Okay.
What? Who? No, I'm not a Gemini. Hey, I'm a Leo.
Well, hey, this
I'm a Leo all day. Now, I was just saying season because, I'm Leo. I'm a lion.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just shouting out Gemini season because that's like the start of the summer. It's Gemini, then it goes into the Cancers, and then the Leos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when Gemini season,
After Tuesday, which is Juice's birthday, after Tuesday, we had his party this weekend, of course, because, you know, people have to work during the week. So, you know, we do it on the weekend, either before or after, depending on what day his birthday fall on. So after after Tuesday, let's just cancel Gemini season.
Well, look, I mean, look, Gemini.
Let's let it start
phases.
On Monday, cover it up, and
just
then cancel it after
face,
two, or Wednesday.
Yeah, most Geminis, they do got the two faces, you know what I'm saying? So I can't handle them.
Oh.
I can't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all of them got the two faces. So I can't be with them like 24-7 because it gets to be a bit much. But when they show their good face, it's some of the best. I have some of the best connections ever when I see their good face. When I see the bad face, that's why I got to, you know, throw up the deuces and be like, all
right. Right.
But yeah, that's
right.
I mean, that's it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Smooth.
That's
what
it,
do? You was MIA
Smooth
last week. Smooth, what you was doing
in,
other than getting some pussy?
You know what I'm saying? I know, yeah. What's going with Smooth?
I mean, if that's all you can think of me about, I mean, fuck, I was doing absolutely nothing other than getting some pussy.
Well, what else is there to think of you about?
Tired,
I mean, what else do you do outside of work and get pussy? I've never heard of you.
Actually, I wasn't feeling good, and I went to sleep and woke up, and it was like 10 o'clock. So I was like, wait.
Oh.
I was nice enough to listen to the show, though. After the fact,
Oh, nice.
Y'all
how are you feeling now? How are you feeling now?
Man, I'm at work, and I feel like I need to be catching a nut in the bitch's mouth. That's how I feel.
Okay, so you're feeling better. That's good. All right.
That's it. As long as my man smooth.
You had to text me when you're not feeling good. You already know I'd be worried, so let's not do that.
No, your ass don't be worried. Your ass talking about eating food from other people in Atlanta and shit. It probably
I'm worried about you. I ain't worried about all that. I'm worried about you when you're not feeling well, because I know
the
issue with you.
Who made the potato salad? You know what I'm saying? Who made the potato salad?
I just want some ribs and some greens and some good cornbread.
Ribs sound so good.
Yeah,
but I just want to make it and throw it away in front of everybody. Like, y'all ain't eating this shit. Fuck y'all.
Well, okay, so for you guys that don't know, Smooth does not eat food. He does not eat solid food whatsoever. So, therefore, that's why he said that.
So you're a vegetarian. So you don't eat no meat. You're a vegetarian.
He don't eat food, period. He don't eat solid food.
Vegetarians, okay. Mm-hmm. I ain't no vegetarian. I ain't no vegan. None of that shit.
You don't eat solid food? Wait, hold on, Black. I know you was...
That's why his sperm is so fertile.
No, I laughed on that.
Firmly outrageous.
You put everything in a blender or something like that?
Nah, that's too thick.
That's still food. He does not eat food at all. He has nutrient that actually helps him survive, but he does not eat food. He's a whole nother animal. He said he was an animal.
Okay, all right. Look,
he does not eat food whatsoever. No.
We come together to learn from each other. So I'm like, put me on. What's this non-food diet? Like, how does that work?
You don't want them problems.
You don't want it.
You don't want them problems.
Okay. Fucking juices and berries, huh? Fruits, juices,
and
berries.
It wasn't by choice.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, hey.
But his sperm is that much fertile. So when y'all think that we lying about him having 12 kids, his sperm is absolutely fertile because he is not putting any of that shit that we put in our body in his body. He actually just has nutrients that he puts in his body, you know, like to keep going. He's been that way for years. So his sperm is super potent. Like, he is the epitome of what we were before.
It.
You know, they've taken
that's
over
it.
On us because we lived off of the land, and we were fertile at one point. And so they are with this population control, which is a part of what the video is, too. And so now they're trying
to
make it where men, they are killing the testosterone off in men and pushing estrogen in men and trying to control the population. That's why we have so many gay brothers and things like that. But I digress. But I'm glad that you're feeling okay.
Let's make men again.
You listen to the show. Man, that's awesome, awesome. So, like, this week I actually have off until Friday. But I went and volunteered to go in for 2 days. So I got to check my schedule Monday to see if they took my took my request so I could come in for 2 days. Because I'm like, this chick here going to have 2 days on it. And that's 20 hours. I don't want it. I need at least 40 on it. But
you're like, I need all mine. I feel that, though.
Man, listen, so this topic right here that we're going to talk about tonight, whose responsibility is it to respect the relationship, your partner or the third party? And I came up with this because I see so many people, like blogs even, you know, he got a girlfriend and he be out here doing this and, you know, she this because he got a girlfriend and she messing with him and this, that, and other. And so when I say relationship, I'm not talking about a marriage, right? For me, either you're single or you're married. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about these people that, you know, are in these relationships with people and, you know, they messing around and doing whatever they do. And then, you know, these women and these men, they mad at the third party. But I just want to know y'all take on it. Whose responsibility is it to respect the relationship, your partner or the third party or both?
I'm going to let Smooth go first.
Maybe help me understand the question first, because, you know, I'm getting up in age. So when you say relationship, has it been established that they're...
Yes.
platonic.
Yes, established relationship.
No, but what I'm saying is, has it been established that it's those two together? It's monogamy,
yes,
you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
So it's been established because, like, niggas don't establish that shit no more. Motherfuckers automatically assume, like, since we started fucking, we together. Like, nah, bitch, we ain't together. I just came in. So.
No, it's established between two individuals.
All right. And the conversation says, hey, I ain't going to fuck nobody else.
Right.
Right? Oh, then, man,
you know,
oh,
that's what the women these
up.
Days, they look for.
Right, that's what they look for, but motherfuckers don't actually have that conversation. People just automatically assume these days, like, nigga, you need to talk to me. Because I'm telling you right now, if you ask me the wrong question, you're in trouble.
So, yes, it's established. They feel like they're in a committed relationship that they should not be messing around with other people. So whose responsibility is it to respect?
It's the responsibility of the motherfucker who made the agreement. It's a contract, either be verbal or written. You see what I'm saying? So if you put it out there, like, if you lie to the bitch or if you lie to the nigga, you be like, hey, man, look, it's just going to be us two. We together. Ain't nobody else. We ain't fucking nobody else. Ain't nobody sucking no dick. Ain't nobody else eating no pussy. It's just you and I. If you step out, then you violate. That's if that happened. Now, if y'all just start fucking and shit, and you automatically assume that y'all together.
You know, we're speaking on the premises of commitment. So what if the third party knows about the relationship, but she still deals with the person in the relationship? Are they responsible?
The third party ain't got shit to do with that because the third party didn't make no agreement between those two individuals. The third party is just the third party. It is what it is. You see what I'm saying?
Let me say this sidebar. Outside of friends, now if that's your friend, that's somebody you talk to, y'all talking on the phone, you at her house, she at your house, bitch is off limits to deal with her man, period.com. That is your responsibility because that's your friend. But outside of that, from a chick that don't know, and he just say, okay, yeah, I got a lady, but what's up?
All right, well, then, like I said, that's still on the individual
Look.
That made that commitment. You see what I'm saying?
This,
like the third party didn't agree between those two. The third party is the third party. So if that other person just decided to get a little dick or get some pussy or whatnot, it is what it is. Hey, man, look, I understand you're in a relationship. I just won't fuck. I'm okay, cool. Now, if you start catching feelings, then you deviating away from the original agreement, bitch. We were supposed to be fucking. And now you want me to call you. Well, I'm with my bitch.
What if the partner that's in the relationship start catching feelings while he's sleeping with the outside person?
You know that nigga. He got a tender dick then, bro. Tender dick ass nigga.
What you call it?
Tender dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, like, you shouldn't have been fucking dead. What's wrong with you? You done fell in love with the other bitch. You stupid motherfucker. But, nah, man, if y'all make a verbal commitment or written down on a piece of paper, man, you gotta agree to that. You gotta oblige by that shit. No, man, like, listen, I was in a relationship with a bitch. That bitch made me sign a piece of paper. Yeah, that bitch made me sign a piece of paper. Oh, man, I had to cheat on that bitch. Like, the next day, I was like, man, I can't do this. I can't do this.
Shit.
But I just signed it because, like, man, she has some good head. She has some good head. Lord have mercy. Man, I just had a flag there.
Well, look.
Okay, Mo.
So I guess All right, so just for the people out there listening, once again, the topic is whose responsibility is it to respect your relationship, yours or the third party? So I'm going to always say it's yours. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in a relationship, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta make sure, once again, hashtag happily married man. But, yeah, there's boundaries to set, and, you know, you gotta set those boundaries so nothing gets off track, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can I say this? Perfect scenario, right? Being that you brought this topic up. So me and my wife, once again, you know, our guilty pleasure is watching you know, just the reality TV show. So we was watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And I said, we kind of fell off a little bit. Not that we wasn't going to watch, but we was watching some other shit. So, you know, we kind of had some just episodes stacked up. So we got caught up like the other night. So it's this dude named Shooter, right? So he on there, and he became like a – he was kind of like in the background a little bit, but he kind of became like a main character because he had an ill storyline this year. So anyway, dude, Shooter, this shit was hilarious as fuck, right? So he was messing around with this one chick named Sierra who was like a – you know, she's like a hairdresser in Atlanta or whatever. She kind of came to prominence on the show now too. But they he fucked around
makeup
with like,
artist.
A chick that worked at her shop. Yeah, and they broke up or whatever. But anyway, so he started messing around with this one chick, right, who was like the dude's – I think his name is like Scrap. Not Lil Scrappy, but the dude that went to jail, right? So she started messing around with his sister, right? I thought she was kind of fine. I was like, yo, I would rock with her. You know what I'm saying? But apparently, you know what I'm saying? So they was messing around, and then the dude, him and the dude Scrap, was supposed to do some business together because the dude got out of jail. He's trying to do the right thing. And the dude Scrap mom's, she an OG. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, long story short, I guess it got back to the moms that that the dude Shooter was messing around with the sister of the one dude, right? But wasn't telling them, and they was doing business. So his mother like, what type of shit is that? Like, so anyway, so she pulled the coat to the one chick, you know what I'm saying? His sister was like, yo, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but so she like, nah, this is, you know, my relationship or whatever. And she was like, well, word on the street, he got like another chick. So anyway, the dude Shooter was kicking it with this chick, Bow Wow's, one of his Bow Wow's exes or whatever, right? But she kind of like, look, I'm with the whole open relationship thing. Just let them know I'm number one, and that's it. We can just roll. If she want to join in, it's all good, right? So he really started kicking it with her. So lo and behold, the one chick, the sister, didn't know about it, right? So the mother was telling her, like, yo, I think he's messing around, and he didn't tell your brother that y'all are messing together, and they doing business, what type of shit is that, yada, 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 right? So anyway, long story short, shit hit the fan because they had some type of get-together somewhere, and he came with the new chick, you know what I'm saying? So the other chick didn't even know. So she caught feelings and, like, was wanting to fight the Bow Wow's former chick and all this other shit. So I'm watching the show, I'm peeping game, I'm like, dude could have finessed it, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, his gripe was like, look, talking about the sister, was like, yo, you told we was messing around or whatever, then you told me to fall back because you wanted to get your real estate license and you wanted to focus, and then he was like, look, baby, somebody just took your position, you know what I'm saying? And now you wanna be mad about it. So long story short, I guess the moral of the story is he should have finessed it. Like, what I'm trying to say is this. So if he dealing with the chick with the open relationship, she already with it, right? So he said that the one chick slid into his the sister slid into his DMs trying to get back with him after she got her real estate license again or whatever, right? So at that point, he should have just said
yeah,
100. Anyway, real quick, he should have just kept it. Yeah, I know I'm going there, but I got a point. He should have just kept it 100, being that he was the dude that's running the relationship, and the other chick is already cool with being in an open relationship. So he should have told her, like, hey, if we gonna deal, I like somebody's been lightweight. You know what I'm saying? I'm dealing with this one chick. We in an open relationship, but if you down, we down. But he messed up by just letting her just still be in her feelings, thinking it was just them, thinking it was just them two only and no other people. You know what I'm saying? So now she thinking they, even though she wanted to fall back, that she thinking that they like got on and he like committed and he wasn't. So I guess the moral of the story is you can't leave it up to the third party. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, well, he did. The third party could have been the chick that was down with the open relationship, but he should have told, I guess, the chick he was dealing with first, she actually became a third party when she told him that she wanted to fall back. But he should have told her, like, look, this is what it is. And then that way, if she want to deal with him, she can't get mad if he's showing up with the other chick or whatever at certain events and stuff like that. Because look, if you're gonna, I'm told you that me and her, like, we rocking a little bit. We in an open relationship, but we rocking. So you might see me out with her. But if you wanna, you know, we still wanna do what we do, you know the time. So what I'm just saying is, so moral of the story is, without going off on a tangent, is you just got to keep it 100. If you keep it 100, then you have nothing to worry about. I mean, not to say nothing's bulletproof, but they can't come at you because you let them know from jump. Like you signed up with what Smooth said. You signed that. You set in motion. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a written contract, but you kept a 100 from jump. So you can't get mad. Like I told you what it is. So now if you catching feelings, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? But I told you what it is. So that's it. So that's how I feel about it.
Look at as a man, right? The only thing you have is your fucking word. So if you're not man enough to keep your word, man, you ain't man enough to fuck.
Exactly.
Simple as that. So if you ain't man enough to keep your word, man, you ain't man enough to fuck. So you shouldn't be in no fucking pussy. So if you got in a fucking relationship with a bitch, but you couldn't keep your word, come on, my nigga. Man, go ahead and be honest. Look, this is how it's going to be. And that's the same thing with a female, but a female ain't a man, so I can't really speak for the female aspect of the shit. But the older I get, the more important I actually understand the value of my words.
Facts. That's the realest shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Say.
Like when I was coming up, you know, they tell you the value of your words, but you really don't understand it till you get old. So like now,
facts.
Everything I say is literal. So if I hold a conversation with a bitch and the bitch actually genuinely slips up and says some shit that she really didn't mean, like, bitch, I hold you accountable. And that's the same thing
exactly.
with you. I hold a conversation
exactly.
with a motherfucker.
And you can hold me accountable. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I let you know what it is, then that's what it is. So, and that's the way I do business. I lay it all on the line. So that way, if something, you can't ever come back and be like, oh, no, but Mo said this. Or he said, nah, I told you from jump. So if something fuck up and you fucked it up, then that's going to be on you. You ain't about to blame me for nothing that you did. That's the same
man, if you can't be honest to the pussy, you don't deserve the pussy. Fuck it.
Exactly. And women respect that because they don't want to just be out in a vulnerable situation looking stupid. Like, so, like, she was like, the reason why I just brought
I don't
up
really care what the bitch like. This,
nah,
I don't just fuck
well, hold on, say that again.
This is all about you.
Say that.
This is all about
what
the fucking
mean?
Man, nigga. Something like that. I don't
saying?
Give a fuck what the bitch like. This is all about being a fucking man. At the end of the day, like, nigga. Your word is your word, nigga. If you can't fuck around being honest with the pussy, nigga, you don't deserve the pussy.
Nah, I said that. Nah, I agree with you on that. Okay, then we agree. Yeah, that's
nah,
what I said.
Said
but
that's what the female like. I said I don't give a fuck with the pussy. Like.
With the female, hold on. I was about to say something, but then you said that and threw me off. But anyway, what I was just
what?
No, what I was trying to say is back to the scenario that I was talking about from.
Black.
Yeah.
What happened?
What's your take on it?
What you was about to say, Mo?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, because I was about to say Smooth just fucked me all up. So anyway, what I was about to say was that, if you watch the show, watch the episode that I was talking about, you would see that the original chick he was messing with, the sister of the dude Scrap, like if the mother tried to just put her up on game, like, look, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it is, blah, blah, blah. If you're going to, I guess, be in this Atlanta scene, you need to know what's up. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just trying to say is if the dude shooter would have kept it 100 with her, then she wouldn't have been in a compromised situation, meaning
all right,
that
so,
she was, up, was going to a party or whatever.
Oh, okay, so
thinking that was gonna
it's
be
basically
with
in the conversation
dude.
That y'all having. The biggest problem is that men cannot keep it 100. That's the biggest problem. They don't have
they
to lie. They just lie because they feel like they want to get something just to put a notch under their belt. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, they're going to lie. When I tell you majority of the men that I run into, when I say majority, I use that shit to the – I use that word majority to the max. They come in and they lie just to get close to me, thinking, okay, well, as long as she see how I am or if she get the sex, then she going to be hooked. You can't hook me like that. That's the one thing about it. You can't hook me with
they're
sex.
Not gonna respect
you can't hook me with, you know, what type of person you are. Like, I need to see the quality time. I need to see your interest. I need the sex to be good. I need all of these things to fall in place because I'm well beyond what you're used to. So a person can play the role. I don't care how long I sit back and talk to them and see how it go. They will play the role wholeheartedly. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, they're going to always lie because that's just in them. And most of the time when men lie, they know that they are reaching outside of their league. And so they're just hoping that maybe at some point she will fall for whatever, you know. So that is null and void. Niggas just lie. But, okay, so my point on it is, you know, and I kind of touched on it before, it is the person that is in the relationship's responsibility. So I always hear, she knew or he knew that she was in a relationship. A relationship don't mean shit if you ain't got papers on it. That's number one. Number two is, okay, so if me and my dude in a relationship, he knows that he's in a relationship. So if you go out here, I don't care how much the pressure is, that's like, okay, if the police put pressure on you, you going to fold because it's too much pressure? No, you're not going to fold. So the same thing it comes when it comes to women and so on and so forth. You know you're in a relationship. It's your problem to respect it and uphold it. Stop putting yourself in this position. So for me as a woman, right, and if I know if I'm in a relationship, which I am not, but if I'm in a relationship and somebody was like at me, right, if somebody's like at me, listen, it's my duty to cut that shit off. We're not having no conversation. No, I don't want to be your friend because you showed me your intent at the beginning. Your intent doesn't change, just your approach. So if you stop putting yourself in the position to be compromised, then you won't. You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill had this one post, and he says, if you trying to holler at her, you in her inbox, and she reply, I got a man, keep shooting your shot. Because faithful women, they ain't going to respond. And that's some real shit. But that part is not talked about. You know what I'm saying? So if he's in a relationship and he's sleeping around, then why is it news? Why are we talking about it? Because he don't respect the relationship that he in. Or he understands he's going to do what he do, and that's just the bottom line. So instead of us talking about what somebody else got going on in their relationship, why about we mind our own business, right? So many people are caught up on this, it's you, it's me forever. And I use the same analogy. That's just like you telling this man here, what's your favorite food? Pepperoni pizza? Okay, so you eat pepperoni pizza for the rest of your life. When you hungry, you eat it. You eat pepperoni pizza 3-4 times a day, 3-4 times a week. You know what I'm saying? Or 1 time a day. Yeah, you're going to get tired and burnt out of that. And people say, okay, you talking about a relationship versus food. When people understand that life is way simpler than you make it, it all equates. See, these people got y'all thinking that one word means so many different things. But in actuality, the meaning of the word still is way different than what it's supposed to mean anyways. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that simple. If you equate everything to be along the same lines, then you will have a better understanding on how a relationship or how a courtship should go. If y'all come to the conclusion that y'all can do whatever y'all do and this is what we got going on, listen, kudos to you. That's what you stand for. You know, in elementary school, I'm 38 years old. Elementary school, we had a creed, and it was a student creed. I am unique. I am somebody. You know what I'm saying? And basically, we forgot that we are all unique because we think that everybody's supposed to do what we want them to do, and that's not how this life works. So whatever your agreement is, that's your agreement. Now, if I'm in a relationship, and he is not respecting our relationship, then that's for me. I'm either going to step or I'm going to stay. But what I am going to do is shut the fuck up. Because if I choose to stay, then there's nothing that I can say about it. Because he's shown me who he is. I didn't believe him. You know what I'm saying? So when a person shows you who they are, you have to believe them. Regardless of what they say, I say pay attention to the vibrations first. Then what they do, then what they say. And that's how that goes. Their vibrations are going to speak to you on a whole nother level, but that's just depending on where you are, how close you are to returning to the God that you were created to be. We were all born gods. We were trained to be humans. So it goes so much deeper for me when it comes down to this whole situation because I gravitate on a completely different level than most people. But for me, it's your responsibility. This is my responsibility. If we're in a committed relationship and we saying we don't want nobody else on the outside coming in, that's what you need to uphold. If we don't have that conversation at all and say we just in a relationship, I can't be mad. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have that conversation. Listen, Smooth is my best friend. So I know to ask niggas this. Because there are plenty of men that think just like Smooth. Okay, are we seeing other people or are we not? And don't tell me that we not seeing other people, and then I find out you're seeing somebody else. Because
that's
I'm at the stage in my life where if I get in a relationship, I ain't got time to keep starting over, right? Your intent ain't good, leave me alone. Now, if I get in a relationship with you and you say we not dealing with nobody else, and then you do, I'm going to make you snort a whole kilo of cocaine because I'm going to take you up through there. I had this thing where I stopped playing people in 2006. Till now, like, I don't play games. If I'm with you, I'm with you, da-da-da. But, you know, I'm sick of being the bigger person now. You know what I'm saying? So karma, sometimes you have to be karma yourself. So if you play with me, I'm going to show you, and I'm going to play with you, and that's just how that works. You know what I'm saying? I will really have you around here losing weight by playing with me. I've been taking it so light, and so light, you know what I'm saying? And so here's a prime example. Now, it's a good buddy of mine. And he's a cool guy, you know what I'm saying? Got a situation together, very good. He's into finance, you know, generational wealth secured, all of that. Now, cool. But because he's this type of person, right, people put up with different things from him. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who it is. You got to be confident in yourself. He can have a bitch that's a size 5. You understand me? Curvy as fuck. But at the end of the day, what makes me different than her and what makes my level of vibration higher than her, because she going to put up with whatever you give her just to have you there, and I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Hey, she do what she do, I do what I do. So, boom. He was supposed to come. We were supposed to meet up, right? We're going to do the little, you know what I'm saying, the little conversation, meet outside, have a little conversation or whatever, whatnot. Now, the first time he was supposed to meet up, I thought he said he was coming at 8, but at the end of the day, by the time he texted me, it was like 8:45, and he was like, why you ain't call me at 8? So I was like, oh, I thought it was 8, but, you know, we can meet now. He's like, oh, it's too late. I'm gone. I said, no problem. So then the next time, you know, he set the date, set the time again. Okay, 9 o'clock. Okay, no problem. 9 o'clock. Cool. Now, 9 o'clock, I prepared my whole day to, you know, put aside to meet him at 9 o'clock. So when about 7:45, 8 o'clock came, he's like, I'm going to be running late. Now, granted, that day I got off work at 7 o'clock. So I got off work at 7. I put my kids in the tub. I fed them dinner. I cleaned up the house. I washed the dishes, whatever, right? All in rushing to make sure that I'm free for you at 9 o'clock, right? And then he came and he was like, well, it's going to be late. And I said, you know, this is the second time that we didn't have an issue about meeting up, so apparently we're not supposed to meet up. And outside of that, if I was to do you how you did me, and he goes, if you do me, then that means you're vindictive, and that means you're childish, and that means you're this. And it's funny because you had all of these, you know, all of these names, these, to be able to relate to me, but you didn't have any to relate to you when you was doing it, right? And so that was my last sign to see, like, okay, yeah, no, because I'm that person at this stage. Like, you have to do men how they do you, or you have to do women how they do you, or they will not understand what they're doing, and they will continue to repeat this cycle. And so that has been me up until 2006, and that's how I got into the issue that I did. But you have to treat people the way that they treat you, because
you
all that
treated.
Turning the other cheek,
be
then they gonna keep taking you up through there. So if I treat you the same way that you treat me, you're not gonna like it. So you got to understand that I don't like when you treat me a certain way. But needless to say, I cut it off because that was 3 signs for me that I didn't need to talk to him. So that's what it was. Like, money's not gonna get me. None of this other shit is gonna get me to where I need to be. None of this other stuff is going to get me to where I need to be. So with that being said, like, you know, it's up to the people that's in it. So please, y'all killing me talking about she knew he was in a relationship. Man, he knew he was in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? If your man go and try to talk to me and he say, okay, I'm in a relationship, but, you know, that's that and I want this. You know what I'm saying? It's up to me to take the offer or not, right? But he's blatantly showing me where his respect level is for that relationship. So obviously y'all have had a conversation because he knows that he is in a relationship and he still wants to pursue something with me. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. If it was me and I'm in a relationship, and I say I'm in a relationship, but because women do it now. Women are really good cheaters, right? But I have, like I said, 2006 to beyond, I don't cheat. I don't do this. I don't do that. So if I may put my focus in something and you may show me that you ain't serious, and then guess what? My focus is then going to be, you know, it's going to be spread. It's going to be whatever, because you're not serious about this, so you don't deserve my full undivided attention when you're not serious about something. excuse me. So I 100% agree with Smooth when it comes to that. Now, if it's my friend, you know what I'm saying? If it's like my friend or something like that, and you abandon me, you know what I'm saying? You around my kids or something like that, then that's a no go. That's a no go all day.
Yes, I mean, I just think
that's
you know, I'm at the age too where, you know, I just don't play with nobody's emotions, man, and I don't put nobody in compromising positions. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want that same energy. So that's why you just gotta keep it a buck, man. That's what it is. Keep it a buck. And then on the other part too, this is a two part kind of thing. When it says, you know, once again, being at the topic is whose responsibility is it to respect your relationship, yours or the third party? Now the other part to this is when you're in a relationship, especially a serious relationship, or you're married or whatever the case may be, and you really build something with somebody, don't have everybody in your business. Don't be telling your business to everybody. Don't be putting your business all on social media, because now you're giving people ammunition to, you know, to talk shit about you if y'all get mad or whatever the case may be. But if you just keep people out of your business, so you know what I'm saying? They don't have none of that. Your shit is private. You handle your stuff. You know what I'm saying? You handle it in-house. So that's another thing, because that's where third parties can get, you know, you see so many, you know, people's parents in their relationships and this person in their relationship or a friend in their relationship, like, dictating shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, especially when it comes to, you know, me and my wife, it's me and my wife's business. You know what I'm saying? It's not for everybody. So, you know, that's the other part to the question. But, yeah.
So that's... Hey, bro, look, I gotta say this, man. It's been on my heart for the last 5 minutes, right?
Go ahead, talk to me. I'm a
need for you and your wife to start watching porn together. I'm getting tired of fucking the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta stories, man. I need for y'all to start watching porn together. God damn it, I want to hear stories about how motherfuckers stuck the finger in the bitch mouth and then, you know what I'm saying, grab the booty and fuck the shit out of
it. Yeah, nah, you just you didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear nothing I said then. That's it. I don't discuss my wife and shit like that.
Hey,
like that.
No, I'm just talking about the porn though. I'm just talking about the porn, the scene.
The porn.
Yeah. The porno. I don't care about
Porno. You have sex, like, so what you want to hear somebody talk about it for?
Like, hey, bro, let me tell you. Every time we have a topic, right? You go back and you revert back to Love and Hip Hop. So I'm gonna need for you to start watching porn.
Talking about different scenarios.
It's all reverting
everybody
back
talk
to
about
porn.
The porn I was watching. What?
Like, look, man,
Hear me out. I'm all about the psychology, man. I'm not talking about porn.
This wasn't a serious statement, though. Don't take it seriously.
No, I'm not taking it serious. No, I'm just saying, man. I'm just. You don't take it serious. I'm just saying I ain't about to discuss this porn with you, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't about to do that.
All right. So, okay. Oh, shit. Oh, my heart. Actually, what the fuck? Oh, I know this bitch ain't taking no water out of my house. Oh, no. All right, so.
All right, go into Real Famous Chop Up, man. Y'all.
Yeah, so, all right. So.
We're going at this earlier.
We still got about 10 minutes.
Hey,
on,
man,
Black.
Did you do your commercial? We do have a sponsor.
So
go ahead and rock out, Mo. Let them know what's up.
All right, so shout out, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to cherrypopped.com, right? So this is a quarantine promo.
Set it out
ad.
For him.
Yeah, so yeah. So it's cherrypopped.com. So that's spelled CHERRYPOPPD.com. And, you know, check out the website.
It's adult toys for everyone, free shipping. You know what I'm saying? And it's a good deal. You know what I'm saying? I checked it out. You know what I'm saying? I went there. They got this, like, vibrating white fox tail. What is it? Anal plug that's kind of, like, interesting. I said, look, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to have some old animal energy in the bedroom, I definitely recommend that joint. I'm kind of, like, eyeing that. I might have to see what's up with that. So definitely. So once again, it's called CherryPopped.com. I know, Smooth, I know you're into the toys and stuff like that. You might want to check it out. Like I said, once again, CherryPopped.com. So
hold up.
What's up? What up?
Man, so the website is called CherryPopped.com, so they didn't pop that cherry?
Apparently so.
They slinging them sex toys?
Yeah,
and man, it's fast, free, and discreet shipping too. So the shipping is free on it. It's www.cherrypopped, and that's CherryPopped.com, no E. And yeah, man,
what?
They are really they really free shipping.
Man, glad,
man, come on now.
I'm glad you spelled that like that, because you know I would have spelled the bitch like popped, and I would have found nothing. So. So they have all of the sex toys?
Yeah, man.
No,
he popping over there, man.
Hold up, let me type it in, Cherry.
The one I was talking about.
It ain't no E in it.
Yep. POPPD. CherryPopped.com. So y'all check her out. She got free shipping. She actually is going to be the sponsor of the month, well, for the next four shows. So this is an ad that she paid for. So that means she's serious about her business. And y'all know when they serious about their business, they get my attention. You like it? You like it? You done pulled it up.
Yeah. CherryPopped.com.
You
done pulled it up.
I done seen the little
free shipping. That's the thing that stood out to me. Like Mo said, he liked the foxtail anal plug. Free shipping stood out the most to me because you know, a lot of this you gotta put in a certain amount, you know, for free shipping and da da da, and you know, to get that discreet shipping, because you know, I know I can get something from my place that I order from, and sometimes it ain't discreet. So you know, like it can be in a plain box, but right on the label it'll say, you know, blah blah blah. I'm like, well, damn, just tell everybody what I'm getting, shit, you know. So discreet and free shipping won me over.
Now look, if you want to view that carrot, come on inside. You know what I'm saying? Come on inside. But I ain't doing no more anal plugs, man. My baby mom, she fucked around and she caught a hemorrhoid. I said, oh, poor baby.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
She caught a hemorrhoid. But I like when they bend over and they have like the little jug. You be taking pictures, they look good.
Oh yeah, like, that shit is popping now. Like that.
Yeah,
that shit is popping now. And the fucking, I like
it. It looks good on
this.
Yeah,
it's something about that white.
All right, man. So yeah, definitely y'all check it out, man. Go grab something from your girl, you know.
I'm looking at it now. I'm trying to get all up in y'all. Anal, not only anal products, lingerie. So is this black owned or white owned? Who's talking?
It's black owned. It's black owned. Black owned business.
Okay. Because I see all these. Tell her she's going to get some money from a nigga, but you know. Yeah,
black owned business.
So that's what's up. So yeah, so this is the first spot. And like I said, they got you know, three more shows that we're going to be showcasing her product.
So, yeah, since we're doing this, let me go ahead and let y'all know, like, definitely we do have commercial spots available, okay, and you can actually hit us up on social media. Mo tweets the link. You can go to any of our, you know, inboxes on Instagram or Twitter and send us a link, and you can actually send us a message through the actual website for the show as well, and we can actually, you know, let you know the prices and everything like that for the commercial slots. Also, I am going to start doing my course classes for you guys, so I'm offering three different classes, how to manifest your dreams, how to balance out, you know, work business and home, because I get a lot of questions about these, and how to grow your business. I think that was it. It's three that I'm offering right now. You can definitely inbox me, and we can actually have a conversation in reference to that. But I'm going to start doing these courses because I do mentorship right now. But my mentorship that I do and have been doing for so many years has been for free. So I need you guys to be as serious as I am when it comes to this business and invest into your business. So we can have these conversations and we can talk about what you need. It's a one-hour phone call. You can actually have it done by yourself, or you can actually be in a school in a group settings for these. But you know the price is what the price is, and you know I actually want to give back in that manner as far as to talk about this. You know, this show has been on the air for 3 years, and I have been putting my books out. My books have been coming out since 2018. I've been writing well before then. So, you know, the one thing that I do have is the consistency when it comes to what it is that I am doing as far as my whole business plan. So, yeah, it's how to manifest your dreams, how to build your business, balancing life and your dreams. And I will add more. I'm really thinking about, you know, just doing an online course so you guys can go and see it yourself without, you know, me having to do each one of these courses, and it makes it way easier. But it takes a little bit more time for me to do the course that way, to actually do the course. So that's coming too. But yeah, if you want to be a part of any of the classes or you want a one-on-one, please get at me. I'm here and available. That's it. That's all I have. All
right. So that's it. So yeah, there you go. So shout out to that. Shout out to you, Black, with that, man. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. Just keep it going. Yeah. So, yeah, those products go hard. So, once again, last time before I get into the world famous chop up, that's cherrypopped.com. CHERRYPOPPD.com. Check it out. So, now, we're into the, this is the world famous chop up. So, this is the part of the show where I like to talk my shit. You know what I'm saying? Things I just kind of just peeped during the week. That I thought was kind of interesting. So, you know what I'm saying? So let's see what we got. So first and foremost, I got to get into this. This shit, I'm kind of glad it happened because it just opened up the eyes to some people and shit, to pull the cover over people's eyes and shit, especially Black folks, man, my people, you know what I'm saying? Joe Biden, right? So, you know, he was on Charlamagne. Shout out to Charlamagne. You know what I'm saying? People listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got a nice voice right now. You know, he's very influential. So, with that being the case, he had Joe Biden on his, I think it was like a Instagram Live or something like that, where he set up some interview with Biden. And so, I guess they were going back and forth. Now, granted, I didn't see the whole interview. I'm not a Joe Biden fan, but I saw all I really needed to see because I kind of already had this intuition about him. You know what I'm saying? Something just always kind of threw me off about him. But anyway, just the cockiness of it. Like, so, you know, at the end, I think they about to wrap it up. And Charlamagne asked him a question, you know, so, you know, why should we vote for you? Or, you know, what are you going to be doing for the communities? Or something in that vein. And then Biden, just real cocky. I think it was a joke that went bad, but you know, it was definitely some truth in how he said it. You can just look at his face, where Biden just comes off very just nonchalant, like, "Well, if you're not Black, you know, if you don't vote for me, you're not Black. If you're for Trump, you're not Black." And to me, that one stung. That one stung me because, you know, I'm an intellectual. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody telling me what to do, what not to do, what to read, what not to read. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I take that shit seriously. You know what I'm saying? I'll sit down and have a conversation with anybody, no matter where they come from or where they are in life. You know what I'm saying? I feel I'm well diverse. You know what I'm saying? So that shit just rubbed me the wrong way because I'm just like, yo, you just saying it like you just already got it. And if you pay attention, you know, Puff, I talked about, you know, Puff P. Diddy or Puffy or whatever you want to call him. When, you know, he just, you know, about a month ago was just saying the Black vote ain't going to be free this time. You know what I'm saying? And that was just a clear oh, I got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And you know what, though? In a way, I don't blame them. In a way, you know what I'm saying? But I'm glad people seeing the truth. I don't blame them because the way this shit, this is what pisses me off with my people. Like, the way they just going so hard. Oh, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that. And it just seemed like it was just a nobody, it's no type of conversation. You know what I'm saying? The one time Kanye tried to say some stuff, everybody just tried to cancel him. Look at him, he's a billionaire now. Trying to just cancel him like he crazy just because he had a difference of opinion. But yet, if you want to be a transsexual or whatever else, oh, yeah, come on through. If you want to raise your kid to be a whatever, you know what I'm saying, come on through. You know what I'm saying? But if you a free thinker, then it's like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? So that really but it was a wake-up call. And I will say this because I want to get your thoughts, Smooth. I want to say this real quick before I forget. I definitely want to hear your thoughts. The other part, it just go ahead, Smooth, because I was on a roll, but go ahead, man. You go.
Oh, man, I heard the finish.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, because I actually kind of like forgot what I was about to say. So go ahead.
It'll come
back to me.
Look, man, at the end of the day, you know, that particular statement was not a wake up call. You know, all this outrage that they're having, it's funny as shit. It's funny as shit because, for one, right, the ongoing joke that's been going on for the last 50 to 40 years, right, is that the majority of black people always vote Democrat, right? So that's exactly. always been the revolving joke. But what's the difference between a nigger and a nigger, right? You see what I'm saying? When a nigger say nigger, that's not offensive. But when a white person says nigger, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden, it won't get offensive. Everybody that's black, right?
It's the context.
Oh, I ain't
going to
say every black. I ain't going to say everybody that's black, right? But the majority of those that have the ability to be exposed on TV or in media, right, they always push the Democratic agenda, right? So if you're not, if you're black, you're supposed to vote Democrat, okay?
I thought about this too.
That's what they always push. So when the white boy says it, oh, my God, I can't believe he said it. Motherfucker, y'all been saying it all day. You've been saying it all week. You know what I'm saying? You've been saying it ever since Trump got elected the first fucking year. Oh, man, well, I can't wait to 2020 because I know Biden going to run. And when he ran, looky, we got lucky.
Exactly.
So, no, ain't no fucking wake-up call. You just get mad because the motherfucker said the same shit you've been saying.
I'll say it's a wake up call. Well, just from the people I've been coming across and the conversations I've been having. First thing that I'll touch on, because you touched on a couple things, the nigger and nigga. Like, you know, when white people say it, everybody gets in an uproar. First off, I try not to get too up in arms on stuff like that no more, because it's a word. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it is a context. You know what I'm saying?
Words have
when we say it. Yeah, but what I'm saying, yeah, words do have power. But when we say it, it's a context. So even if a white person said it in the same way that we might say it as a term of endearment to like a you know, my homie or my guy. I try not to say it as much as I used to. I really don't. But I don't have no problem with it. But it's when you say it like you're calling me and you're trying to say it in a way that just, you know, belittle somebody. They're not. It's a context in it. You know what I'm saying? So I'll say that about the word. And then the other thing is, what I was just gonna say. My train of thought came back to me is the shit that was pissing me off. Like, I don't respect people that's gonna be like, oh, in my opinion, there's gonna be all, oh, you know, F Trump this and fuck Trump that and everything he says and, you know, just, okay, they just want to look at anything he might have said that could have appeared kind of racist or whatever, but they're not looking at nothing that he did that kind of is really uplifting the black community or anything like that.
He is the reason him and Bill Gates don't get along, and Bill Gates is trying to push this vaccination, and Trump is the reason that he's the person that's stopping him from doing that. You know what I'm saying? So they want Trump out of office. That's why they're trying to push, like they had people that definitely made Obama look bad during his presidency. That's why they pushing the Trump hate so bad, trying to make him seem so weird. They want him out of office, but y'all really don't understand that he is actually working really hard for y'all and trying to keep y'all
open.
And it's crazy, but...
So that's what I'm trying to say. So the point that I was just trying to make is, if you're gonna like really want this guy out of office so bad, oh, he should be impeached. And I just hear this so much from the black population. Then you got to know what your alternative is. So what I'm saying is, if you so don't like Trump, then you got to just be ready to go with the alternative. And this is your alternative, Biden. What the fuck is he doing? What has he been saying? What is he talking about the community? And that's the part where I say, it's like exposed, you know what I'm saying? Like people are just like, oh shit, like they don't know which way is up, because now they have to start to study Trump now. Like now they can't just go on that old fuck Trump, he's racist, and I'm just gonna roll with Democratic Biden, and you know, the Jemele Hills and the, you know, all the other people that's been like so fuck Trump, and you know, that have influence. Now they kind of
right.
Like, oh shit, like what am I gonna do now? You know what I'm saying? Like I can't use that card no more. So that's why, and I got a couple people. I know I've been saying this, just lined up to come on the show to talk about this very issue. And I was waiting for a hot button topic to really make sense to contact, you know, a few people in regards to this to bring them on the show. So I'm just glad this happened. So that's that. And then, so, you know, before I get into, I got some other topics too, but I don't want to go overboard. I know you wanted to get into that video that you sent me. So, you know, if you want to serve it up, and then I'll tell you what I thought about.
We got porn? What's going on? What video?
No, you can go ahead, because you know my volume don't be working and y'all be talking junk about mine, so go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
we talk shit about Harrison.
Well,
hey, you heard that? No, we didn't hear nothing.
Shut up.
Well, all right, so I'll kind of, because I did watch it. All right, so basically just to for you, Smooth, and for all the listeners out there, Black, right before the show, she sent me this video. It's interesting, you know what I'm saying? She sent me this video, and, you know, this guy, I guess, took the video or got the video, but he's just like, you know, this should go viral. This is something that people need to see or whatever. So I'm like, okay.
Check out Papa Duck on Instagram. Papa Duck. That's
mm-hmm.
PAPADUCK 561. He's growing in his craft, and he brings, you know, topics that, you know, we don't generally pay attention to, but, you know, some people call it woke. I see him as growing into being, you know, opposite of what he was. So check out Papa Duck, and this is where the video came from, Papa Duck 561. Go ahead.
Okay, and so what's interesting about this video is, you know, being in New York, I run into these type of conversations, you know, a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's like a conspiracy theorist, but where there's smoke, there's fire. So what's cool about the video is, it's like this black lady, you know what I'm saying? And she up on her shit. I will say this, but it looked like she was at, like, the local liquor store about to do some numbers or get something. And I guess somebody was in there, and they just got to talking, and they just was like hit record, and she just started running it down. So she started running down a bunch of just different topics about the whole COVID-19, this whole coronavirus thing. Now, the one thing that stood out to me that I had to write down, I was like, oh, shit, that's deep. I never thought about that shit, was COVID-19.
I thought she was going to play the video.
Nah, it's long. It's long.
It's
so,
not that long. She's hitting
like
on great facts.
How long is the video?
The video is about 10 minutes. Let me see. I would have to kind of like see, like, you know what I said, but I'm still giving
okay,
it
okay, write down the point. Okay, tell them the points. Y'all go to Papa Duck 561 and look at the video. Tell them the points that you wrote down.
Because it's about 10 minutes. Anyway, the main thing that I wrote down was COVID-19, right? She broke it down. She said this means certificate of vaccination ID, and it came out in 2019, which means that, like, you know, it kind of makes sense when you kind of, like, think about it. Like, all right, certificate
mm-hmm.
of vaccination, you know what I'm saying, ID, you know what I'm saying? And now everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, how am I going to get back in? And what's the this and that? You know what I'm saying?
And she also, okay, and another point, so I'm going to piggyback off of you when you make a point, though. But another point, remember, when they were saying coronavirus, one of the names that they were telling us that we could not use, and I don't know if it was coronavirus or COVID, coronavirus. They said we can't call it coronavirus. We got to call it COVID-19. And they were removing posts and things like that when you were saying coronavirus. They said you have to call it COVID-19. And it made a whole lot of sense, right? And I kind of touched on something a couple weeks ago about Bill Gates. And you were saying, I don't know about Bill Gates. And if, you know, I need it to be true and this, that, other. And I said, I'm going to just leave it there. I'm going to wait for it to resurface.
I still don't know.
And she touched on Bill Gates again, but Bill Gates is also being looked at because Bill Gates actually had the vaccine patent well before the disease, well before this virus came out. So just like they went and arrested the one guy who they said, you know, helped them create it in China, basically Bill Gates is behind this whole coronavirus because he wants to get everyone vaccinated. And you know what he did to the people in Africa. Everybody's like messed up in Africa behind his vaccinations, and that's why he was trying to go back to Africa. And they told him, you can't come back here with that. That's just not going to happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bill Gates is an animal in every right. If you really research Bill Gates, he's a freaking pig with a lot of money that feels like he can push everything over. And Bill Gates and Trump do not get along at all. And so he's trying to push his agenda, just like the Kennedy girl, the I think it's the niece or somebody. She went out and she touched on this. She went swimming, and her son died. Her and her son were great swimmers. So how the fuck did you die in a boat in accident? They killed her. You know what I'm saying? And people be like, oh, everything is not a conspiracy. Well, you tell me how a good swimmer died on a lake. Okay, we ain't talking about no turbulent waves. We ain't talking about none of that. You are avid swimmers. How the hell did you die, other than being killed? But I digress. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah. So it was just a bunch of stuff like that. But she was like a supreme conspiracy theorist. Like I said, you know, I just go by like where there's smoke, there's fire. You know what I'm saying? Like it's something to what she's saying.
It wasn't.
I don't know if I believe
it. Now she wasn't a conspiracy theorist because of like use your words now.
Go ahead.
Conspiracy theorist is somebody that says they feel like they see something and they feel like, okay, well, this is the conspiracy behind it. This lady has done her research. I have seen everything other than the Michelle thing that she has said. She has done the reading. She has done the research. She actually went deeper.
Yeah, but reading from where though, Black?
When regular people say conspiracy theories, that doesn't mean that's not a person that did their research is presenting facts.
Black. But I'm gonna say this though. At the same time, you can do reading and research and whatever, but where are you reading? Where's the research and reading coming from? That could be documented and whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're reading something, don't mean that's true. At the same time.
Well, no, because the world court documents, you can pull them up online. This country is in world court right now. Hollywood will not be the same. I told you this earlier on this year, and you was like, yeah, Hollywood is no longer the same. All of this stuff, these documents can be pulled up. Everything, here's the one thing that I tell people that I teach. Okay, listen. You have to be mindful of what you read, right? Because they put so much bullshit out there. But you still can't be dumb. So if you got these world court documents that was founded and surfaced, and every post that had the world court documents have been removed from Facebook and Instagram, they keep removing it. That clip about Obama that I played 2 weeks ago, they removed it. Anything that's going out there that's putting you on what you need to be put on, they removed it. Anything that's bad for you, they keep it there, okay? So if it's there and you see it's gone, it's something that they don't want you to understand. It's something that they don't want you to know. They are in Hollywood, all of these folks, they're in world court right now. Obama, all of these folks, man. Everybody that we as humans, or you guys, thought was good for y'all are in world court. Oprah, Tom Hanks, Obama, all of these folks. Hollywood will never be the same no more. Have you paid attention to the fact that when President Trump goes up to do a speech, that United States of America president symbol is no longer in the back of him? But that's a conspiracy theory, right? No, because we are under martial law. There are no elections. It wasn't done for Trump to not be for Trump so he could be reelected. It's done because this man single-handedly is fighting for you idiots, and y'all don't even see that Trump is fighting for y'all. Y'all going by what the news say.
Yeah, no, and that's the part. That's why I've been rocking with Trump from day one since I've been on this show. You know what I'm saying? So I get that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, with a lot of this stuff, how does this help me? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does this help me? Like, just knowing shit, like, or whatever, just suspecting stuff. That's what I'm just trying to say. You know, that's the only part that I say, like, you know, you still got to do your own research. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to just go, like, all right. And I commend her. Like, she was on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just denouncing everything that she said. It was, that's why I wrote down that one part. I thought that made sense. But all I'm just saying is I'm a person, I read, I do research. So I do, that's like me going to church, right? And she was a great preacher. You know what I'm saying? That she did a sermon in the liquor store, and the sermon was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? That shit happened. Like, I wrote down some notes. That's the same thing. Why I don't go to church? You know what I'm saying? Because I would go to church and be like, all right, you know, it might be a good preacher. And he's conveying some messages, and it makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what a preacher does. They take the Bible, and they take the parts that make sense and to them, and they make it. Make sense in your world. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, as I got older, I was like, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to start reading the Bible myself. And now I can get the knowledge myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm just trying to say. But she did make some good points. I do hope it goes viral because it's a great talking piece. And that's why we was just, you know, hitting it off. So shout out to that. Definitely check out the video. It was pretty interesting parts. But the main thing that I took away from it was, once again, the certificate of vaccination ID-19, and that just makes total, that adds up to COVID-19. And you know, the point, and you know, another thing I've been seeing, I don't know if Black, if you've seen this, or if Smooth, you've seen this, because I've been trying to research, I haven't seen nothing, but it's some prominent people that keep saying a date. Now, I don't know if this got something to do with you talking about, Black, with this whole world court situation. But I'm seeing the date, June 22nd, the world would never be the same. Have you heard anything like that in reference to that?
I actually haven't, but
I'm hearing this. June 22nd.
I haven't seen the date yet because everyone that I go back to, they keep removing it. But, yes, they are in royal court. So, basically, what's happening is, and she called out what it is that they do. And you know, it's drinking the blood of younger people. So whereas a lot of these bodies came up missing in the United States, and then the organs popped up in a hospital, da da da. You know, they drink the blood. It's supposed to be a ritual for the youth, and they show pictures of Oprah Winfrey that's actually you know, associated with others that have been, you know, caught doing the same thing. So it's a certain test that they have, and they're testing all of these people. And if you have this particular thing in your blood, then they know that you are part of the occult. And so basically I understand, and I already know that the world will never be the same. Another piece I wanted to touch on was that Nancy Pelosi. They putting her as the front runner, as they did with Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters was also, you know, one of the front runners at one point, and then now it's Nancy Pelosi, you know, because, you know, they put her up as the one that's fighting for the Democrats, and that's the low to middle class, you know, people. In actuality, so we're going to have to give something one way or another. We're either going to have to, you know, give in to the vaccinations, or we're going to have to give in to a cash currency. And basically, these stimulus checks that they're giving, they are not free, okay, especially when they're trying to give two rounds of that. And I just believe that the focal point that we're going to have to give into is the cashless currency, because the U.S. dollar is really not worth anything anymore. You know, they pulling all this money out of their ass, you think, but no. So they have to make deals on the back end to make all of these things happen and still not inflate the prices of what's going on. But their date is coming up very soon for the world order, and it's over 100 people. So, you know, a lot of things happened that they were trying to do it behind the scenes, but some people, you know, in this day and age, you know, we read now. So we were able, you know, it's a lot of people that were able to find out what was going on behind the scenes, but they're from all over. You know, they had the episode over time, like over a year, I think. A lot of CEOs, financial CEOs stepped down. You know, you had to be a part of this secret society. But I knew, you know, before this, you know, came out publicly, that this was going to happen. So the takers were going to fall, and you know, and it's time for other people to come about and run, you know, run the world. So Trump is actually the best thing that you guys have had to go through this situation, because it's finna get real, and you're gonna see. After this, you're going to hear about a lot of people passing away that's, you know, middle-aged, nothing wrong with them, or you're going to see, you know, you're going to see them going to court. So the thing is that it's not really that you have the opportunity to fake your death. It's either you die or you go to jail. You know what I'm saying? So it's unlike your boy that they faked his death in
Jeffrey
Hollywood.
Epstein.
He was actually whatever his name was. They faked
Epstein.
His death, the billionaire. He was actually one of the main whistleblowers, so he was able to fake his death and go away because he actually dropped the whole empire. But at the end of the day,
yeah.
needless
yeah.
to say, neither here nor there, the shit's finna get real. So, you know, I can talk about it all day, but you're going to see before August.
Yeah.
And it's not going to hit. I don't think that they're going to drop it like a brick. I think that it's going to happen over months and times because they got to figure out how to do it. Because right now, like what they would say, we are conspiracy theorists. So, and they want to keep, you know, that going because they don't really want it to hit, but they got to figure out a way to, you know, make this, you know, make pull this off what they got going on. So, yeah, it's about
yeah.
to hit now. Trust me.
Well, another thing that she said that I thought was kind of interesting too was you know how this you know this virus or whatever came out you know 2020, and then if you research 100 years before you know it was another 1920. You know what I'm saying? It was like I forgot the bird something flu that was like really bad.
Spanish
some virus
flu,
that hit. What was it?
The Spanish flu.
Yeah, the Spanish flu. And then if you research 100 years before that, it was another one. So it's like every 100 years, something happens that kind of resets things. So that's definitely, like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely something going on. And then she touched on something, too. You know, everybody wearing masks. And now, you know, you can't just see people. You know what I'm saying? You can't just now if you're out in the street and you know, it's normal to wear a mask. Like before, if I'm walking around with a mask, I'm, you know, you looking at me suspect like I'm about to rob you. Now you can't tell. So, you know, people can just, you know, you never know who you coming in contact with now unless you're really looking into their face. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's got masks on. So, you know, it is going to be interesting to see how this gets back to some type of normalcy, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm just going to, you know, walk in faith, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and just try to handle my business the best that I can and just see how, you know, these chips start falling. But yeah, definitely an interesting video, though, like, to say that. So what else? So we talked about Biden. A couple quick things. Other than that, you know, nothing big. I'm going to get back to this Dallas Cowboys story because I think this is kind of interesting. So I talked about this, you know, Dak Prescott, he's looking to break the bank and, you know, get this big contract. If I'm Jerry Jones, I sign Cam Newton for the low. They already signed Andrew Dalton. Cam, the Cowboys, you know what I'm saying, they are a franchise that can make money by just having headlines. If they got an interesting team, big time, big over-the-top personality, which Cam Newton is, and you can get him cheaper than Dak Prescott, I'd do it. I'm like, I would bring in Cam Newton. I already got Andy Dalton. Let Cam Newton and Andy Dalton compete for the starting position, and I just let Dak Prescott go. You know what I'm saying? And play it like that. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see how that shakes out. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's an interesting story to just, you know, if you're a sports guy like me. Also, another thing that I thought was interesting, so the Jordan documentary came to an end, The Last Dance. I thought it was done very well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a 10-part documentary, and it came perfect timing, you know, especially with no sports going on right now. And, you know, you was able to just – it was like nostalgia because, you know, it took you back to the 90s because, I mean, it was, you know, that his reign was in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? The only person I thought – didn't come off good in that was like, I thought they could have put a little bit more respect on Horace Grant's name. You know what I'm saying? And it came out that Horace Grant really got a problem with the documentary. Not so much, I think, the documentary, but what came about it. This wasn't even discussed in the documentary, but it just leaked out that, like, supposedly, if Horace Grant wasn't playing good on the plane's back, Jordan would say don't feed him or something like that. Something crazy. But something that was, like, totally attacked his manhood. And, of course, it's only right. If I'm Horace Grant and that shit wasn't true or whatever, and it's coming out like that, and, you know, like, of course he's going to talk. So, you know, of course, you know, he's been coming back and saying that's some bullshit. Jordan's the snitch, and he tried to call me a snitch because Jordan did say he was, like, snitching to the media and shit like that. So, I mean, I have no problem with Horace Grant standing up for himself
And also, too, you know, they shine light on Pippen. Of course, you're going to shine light on Pippen. Pippen won the 6 championships with Jordan. Of course, you're going to shine light. Huh?
What? I said Pippen ain't easy.
Yeah, Pippen ain't. Yeah, Pippen. And then Phil Jackson got his just due. Yeah.
A new study shows COVID-19 is no longer infectious after 11 days. They come with the bullshit. The temperature that they say COVID-19 cannot live in, your body is automatically over that temperature every day. I'm sorry, go right ahead. I was just looking at something. These people are hilarious with this bullshit.
You into it. You into it. Steve Kerr got his due shine. But anyway, I'm going to say Horace Grant, and then Rodman, of course. Rodman got his shine, right? But they didn't really give Horace Grant the shine. And if you, you know, followed that Bulls team, it was like the first, what do you call it, big three? Because it was Jordan, it was Pippen, and it was Horace Grant. And then Horace Grant won 3 championships with Jordan. Then he went to the Orlando Magic team with Anthony Hardaway, Penny, and Shaq, and they beat Jordan when Jordan came out of retirement and came back and lost in the playoffs. Orlando Magic, that Shaq team that went to the finals and lost to Olajuwon's Rockets, they beat Jordan, you know what I'm saying? So put a little respect on that. And then my man Horace Grant went to the Lakers in, 2001 and won another championship with Kobe and Shaq. So that's 4 championships. And I just thought the way they tried to make it seem like he was just some type of role player was kind of like bullshit. But other than that, I thought the documentary was
good. And look, at the end of the day, we can sit here, we can be like, oh, was he as good as we thought he was? The only reason why these people even bothered watching the documentary was for Michael Jordan.
That's true.
So don't get mad at me because, motherfucker, the only reason why they know your name is because you was on my team. That's it. The Last Dance is about Jordan, okay?
Thanks.
When you look at the commercial, what do you see? You see the last play. What's going on? Jordan is scoring the winning fucking goal, the bucket. It's about Jordan. Fuck you, Horace Grant, old bitch ass. You won't get your fucking feelings and open your mouth. The only reason why you got paid because you was breathing my air. Nigga, fuck wrong with you? Your big ass glasses. Fuck you. Nobody gives a fuck about the fact that you went to Orlando Magic or the Lakers. Notice you had to go to other teams with other good players to win. You didn't win nothing by yourself.
Neither did Jordan, though, in all facts. And, you know,
but notice, Jordan didn't have to leave. See, Jordan didn't have to leave to go to other teams where they already had established players.
I mean, just Michael Jordan, of course, yeah.
Exactly. Horace Grant had to. Matter of fact, Horace Grant wanted to go to Orlando where Shaq was at. He wanted to go to the Lakers where Shaq was at again with fucking Kobe Bryant. That ain't no different than when Charles Barkley. That ain't no different when Charles Barkley was about to retire. He tried to hop on every team that he thought was going to get the fucking ring. Remember that?
He didn't win though. Smooth.
He was ring hopping.
He won though.
Hey, no, he didn't win. Kobe and Shaq won. He just so happened to be on the team.
He was a prominent, I mean, no, but he was a big time factor. And those first 3 championships before, and Rodman replaced him. Like, I don't think they won no championships.
Fucking ass motherfuckers.
But, hey, you know what I'm saying? If somebody was just trying to say, you know, I don't know, man. I'm all about Jordan and everything, but I respect Horace Grant. Just, you know, like, hold on.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
hey, ain't nothing wrong with respecting the motherfucker, but keep my name out your mouth too, bitch. You won't look at the documentary, but you won't get your feelings. Man, fuck you.
Yeah, but they say Pippen is in his feelings, too. You know what I'm saying? And that's somebody who shouldn't be in his feelings because, come on, everything was true.
Pippen's supposed to be in his feelings because he never got paid. That motherfucker ain't never got paid like you was supposed to get paid.
He signed a contract, though, unfortunately.
Hey, don't get me wrong. You know, just because, you know, I came to the house don't mean I want to get dick, okay? I just can't watch TV.
You know what I mean? So, that's pretty much it, man. So, you know, this has been a world-famous chop-up. I got a couple movies that I saw. I got to finish watching it. But Parasite, man. Okay. That's a fucking – yo. I love my Koreans, bro. It's no way that – did you see it? You saw that movie?
Yeah. I watched Parasite like a few months ago.
Yeah, I gotta watch the game. I haven't watched the last 20 minutes of it. I gotta watch the last 20 minutes. But
hey, bro, my
friends,
they come hard with the horror movies. That's your bad.
That shit crazy. I gotta watch the last don't tell me the last 20 minutes. But but it shouldn't have. I'm like, come on though. I think Trump was right. This shouldn't have won movie of the year. Best foreign film, no doubt. It's a good movie, great movie. But it gave me the creeps, and that's why I like it, because it's like, you know, suspense, crazy. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. I'll tell you what I thought about it, you know, once I finished watching it. And I got a chance to start watching The Joker, man. The Joker seems pretty good too, man. Shout out to what's her name? What's her name? I gotta shout her out real quick. The chick from ATL. I can't even think of her name right now. But yeah, The Joker, it heats up when he bags her, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. So I had it written down somewhere, but I'll tell you that next week. But anyway, so shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to the top five countries. Shout out to
CherryPop.com.
Yeah, CherryPop.com. Shout out to you know them, what she got going on with those sex toys. Shout out to Black. You know what I'm saying? Another awesome topic. Definitely look out for the retweet of the show. Once Black puts out there, I'm gonna retweet it.
I did that, and let me tell you, Sue, the last couple of weeks you've been real late on the retweet. He ain't been retweeting the same night. He been retweeting it like five, six days later, and I've been seeing that.
Yeah, you know, I've been wanting to get the people, you know, something to kind of like, you know, like really thirst for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Tweeted it tonight and then retweeted in 4 or 5 days. But it's out there. I already did my job. I just tweeted it. We're going to see what he do this time. 10 seconds, y'all.
Ooh,
thank you very much for
tuning in.
Check me out, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one on Instagram. That's TheNewMissLovelyBlack, the number one. I am no longer taking Facebook friends. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace. Everybody be safe. Same time next week.
Why you got to be all extra? Bye.